Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yeah, we back in the building. You already know I'm back at my desk. I'm back on the mic. I'm back in my chair. Back talking my talk. We here. I was listening to some podcast, and one of the ads was saying how this is the 60th year anniversary of Captain Crunch cereal. And I was just like, damn, 60 years is crazy for a cereal to be around that long, right? Then I was thinking, I was like, yo, there ain't really no new cereals. If you think about it, most of the cereal, I probably say like, 75 to 80% in my opinion. I could be a little wrong, a little off on the numbers, but I'd say between 75 to 80% of the cereals that's out now was out when you was a kid. Whoever you are that's listening to this right now. So there haven't been many new cereals. And I was just thinking, I was like, dang, that's kind of crazy. Being that this is the Retro Rick Podcast, I said, you know what? I'm going to do an episode on my top five favorite cereals. Right? And it was just bugging me out because I'm like, damn, yo, that's damn near 100 years. They ain't create nothing in 100 years? Now, again, I seen a couple little, every now and again, they be trying to remix it. You know what I mean? Cinnamon Swirl, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the Crunch, and this and that. But it don't be the move. You know what I mean? It don't be the move. Marshmallows and the Fruit Loops and all that. I ain't with it. You know what I mean? I'm not with it. I don't like it. They could keep that. They could keep all that. You know what I'm saying? So when they try and remix the OGs, I'm never with that. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the days, right, when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, but, you know, like middle school and elementary school. Well, yeah, kid. I was, when I was in alternative school, right, for some reason, they put me in alternative school. And I don't know why. I wasn't necessarily a bad kid. But I'll be joking when I say it, but I'm dead serious, but I'm joking. I think they put me in alternative because they was blackballing me, man. You know, the school I went to, I always been the best basketball player, but I never wanted to play on the team and shit. And they used to get tight about that. Like, they used to come to my house, want me to play and do this and do that. And once that they felt like they couldn't really get me on board like that, next thing you know, I'm in alternative school. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? What the fuck am I doing in alternative school? But anyway, when I was a kid, my favorite cereal was Berry Berry Kix, right? And I remember, like, when we'd be in alternative school, like, niggas used to steal each other's cereal. Niggas used to not fight over the joint, but, like, they'll have a certain, they, you know, remember in school, they give you them little, the little cart, the little small bowl, right? And you just peel it back, put the milk, little cart in the milk. So they used to be like, yo, you could get two cereals. And, you know, niggas used to fight over certain cereals because, again, you jump on the line a little late, you might get some trash. So niggas used to steal cereal, fight over the cereal, whatever, whatever. And I remember at that time, my favorite cereal was Berry Berry Kix. Now, they got Berry Berry Kix now, and it looks like the Kix, like, it's just a bunch of little balls, paws. But when I was a kid, it was, like, shaped differently, and it tasted different. And I remember, like, a minute ago, me and my wife was grocery shopping, and I was like, yo, I got hype. Damn, they ready to do a backflip. I'm like, oh, they brought the Berry Berry Kix back? Snatched up the biggest box. Came home. That joint was trash. I'm like, yo, this shit tastes like Kix. You know what I'm saying? Like, it tastes like Kix with a bunch of just, like, you know, it's like they changed the colors to make it look like it's something different, but this is just kicks. And I know some people like kicks, but I don't like kicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool on the kicks. And I was like heated because I'm like, yo, why would y'all do this to Berry Berry kicks? You know what I'm saying? Like some of us out there, we still rock with Berry Berry kicks. Like I can send y'all a list of cereals that y'all can erase off the shelf. Y'all could just take all these shits, bring back the Berry Berry kicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. What is this? What is this? Bring back the Berry Berry kicks. Right? So, I say, you know what? We're going to do my top five. And again, I haven't written nothing down. This is just off the head. I was thinking about this earlier. And I kind of thought about it, like, all right, I ain't drop an episode in like 2 weeks or whatever the case. I got to drop. I got to, you know, get back on my game. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. But I didn't even have time to, like, really, really put thought into it. But I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to put my top five out there. Hopefully I could get some dialogue back about what, you know, some of y'all top five may be or whatever the case, right? Number five. Number five, I think I'm going to go. I think number five, man, I might go. I think number five, I'm going to go with. Damn, this shit tough. I should have wrote it down. You know what? I think number five, I'm going to go with a good Frosted Flake. I'm going to go with a good Frosted Flake as number five. And I just had Frosted Flakes last night. So, again, this is how I'm feeling right now. Right? Now, my top one and two don't change. But the other three, you know, I could kind of sub them out. And, you know, it's a couple little subs I could do. But for now, we're going to go number five. We're going to go Frosted Flakes. Number four, we're going to go All right, based off how I'm feeling right now, number four, I'll go a good Golden Graham. I'll go a good Golden Graham, number four. Nah, you know what? Number four, I'm going to do a good... I'll go Fruity Pebbles number four. I'll get a number four to Fruity Pebbles. This is how I'm feeling tonight. As I'm recording. This is how I'm feeling right now. So we're gonna go number five is Frosted Flakes. Number four is Fruity Pebbles. Number three, I'm going to go a good Trix. Right? Number three, I'll go a good Trix. Number two, I'm going to do a good Crunch Berries. I'm going to go Crunch Berries number two. Captain Crunch Berries. And then number one would be... Number one is, I'm going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number one. And that's my top five right there. You know what I'm saying? That's my top five right there. Now, some honorable mentions. Again, that's just like my top, like I'm going to always have at least three of those five on the top of my refrigerator at all times, right? I'm going to have at least three of those five at all times. Now, of course, we all fuck with mad cereals. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody that just eats one cereal. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, you know what's crazy? My wife, right? My wife like Honey Bunches of Oats, Honey Nut Cheerios, and she don't like milk. Like, so my wife will put a drop of milk in her cereal, right? Like a drop. Then pour that out and then eat the cereal. Right? That's how my wife give it up. She'll put like a small drop in her cereal. Now, but she eats other cereals, but she don't really eat cereal that much, but when she do, like, she likes shit like that, like Honey Bunches of Oats and fucking Honey Nut Cheerios and Multigrain Cheerios. Like, that's her type of cereal. I'm like, I don't, you know, I like the sugar shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the sugar shit. But, you know, that's her thing. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know nobody that just eats one cereal. You know? Like, I'll do a like I said, Golden Grahams. Which y'all do the Smacks? Which y'all do, Smacks or Golden Crisp? To me, they damn near they the same cereal, man. But I probably like Smacks better than Golden Crisp. You know, I do a Lucky Charm. You know, I'll do a Cocoa Pebble every now and again. You know what I'm saying? I do a Cocoa Puff. You know, like, it's a bunch of cereals out there. But, you know, from my top five, like, those is just something that's going to be around. Like, those is it's always going to be at least three of those. A variation of at least three of those five is going to be on top of my refrigerator at all times. You know what I'm saying? So right now, if I go upstairs, I know for sure I got Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I think the wife got a box of Honey Bunches of Oats. I think we got some Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams. And I want to say we might got a box of Trix up there. I got to check. But, yeah, so, you know, I'm just like, but, yo, man, not too long ago, I was like, yo, let me go grab, I seen a couple new boxes, right? I seen a couple of new boxes. They had some Little Debbie, you know, some Little Debbie shit. They had some other shit too, man. I thought my son would be hyped. I don't know. It was some type of cartoon shit that he liked. Yeah, man, it was a wrap. You know what I mean? It's almost like they made every type of like ill cereal that they could make. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Cookie Crisp. I could do a good Cookie Crisp. You know what I'm saying? Definitely do the Cookie Crisp. But yeah, but it's, I feel like as far as cereal wise, man, we got what we got. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're gonna, it'll be extremely difficult for them to come through and make a new cereal that, you know, competes with what we already got or what we already grew up on. You know what I'm saying? Cause everything that I just named, I've been eating since a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it'll be hard for them to come in and just be like, oh, yo, this is the such and such, and it's better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's like, what cereal are you possibly going to make that's better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, deadass. What cereal could you possibly make that's better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Like, for real. Now, could they do it? Maybe. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't seen it yet. And I done tried new cereals. Got it for the kids. You know, I let them test it out first. They don't be liking none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? My kids' favorite cereal is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I was like, yo, that's crazy. I said, you know what? This is the Retro Rick Podcast. You know, everything retro over here, from the music to the fashion. you know what I'm saying, to just everything. So why not come on here and talk about my favorite cereals, man? Captain Crunch is 60, been around for 60 joints. That's mad long, holding it down. That's one of the top cereals. Because I could easily put Crunch Berries at number one. The classic. Crunch Berries is a classic. I could easily put that at number one. But right now, I'm in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch bag. You know what I'm saying? And this is just me, like, off the top, just coming down, jumping on the mic and talking. That's just where I'm at with it. If I would have really sat down and thought about it, it might be a little different. But for the most part, this is what it is, you know. Yeah, that's crazy, though. Word. But again, Pop-Tart. Yo, since we talking breakfast talk real quick, what y'all think about Pop-Tarts, man? What's y'all favorite Pop-Tarts, man? My favorite Pop-Tart is, of all time, is the apple cinnamon, right? The OG apple cinnamon. Not that new apple cinnamon that they got now where it's like it's like a white icing on the top. I don't know what that shit is. I remember one time on Instagram, well, a couple of times on Instagram, I'm like, yo, I added Pop-Tart. Like, yo, get this shit out of here. Bring the OG joint back. You know what I mean? They responded to me. They was like, oh, yeah, you know, Rick, sometimes we like to change things. I'm like, yo, y'all changing the wrong shit, though. You know what I mean? Y'all changing the wrong shit. Y'all got all these weird Pop-Tart flavors and all that. Like, come on, man. Out of all of these flavors, y'all got s'more Pop-Tarts and you know, chocolate raspberry Pop-Tarts, all these bullshit Pop-Tart flavors. But you took out the best one, apple cinnamon. You took out the apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts for this nonsense. Raspberry, swirl. I can't even think of some of these shits, man. You know what I mean? I can't even think. Let me see if I could pull up some of these. And let me see if I could pull up some of these and just ramble off a few, man. You got pretzel Pop Tarts. Like, come on, who the fuck? Peanut butter Pop Tarts, chocolate salted caramel Pop Tarts. Like, what are we doing, man? Blueberry Pop Tarts, s'more Pop Tarts, raspberry. Like, what are we doing, man? Grape. What are we doing? Eggo Pop Tarts. What are we doing? What are we doing? What's this? Hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart. Who wants this shit? Y'all took away the apple cinnamon to do this? Pumpkin pie Pop-Tart. Come on, man. Banana cream pie Pop-Tart. What are we doing? What are we doing? Just give me some frosted brown sugar and then just bring back the OG apple cinnamon, man. And I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I could do a good cherry. I could do a cherry Pop-Tart. Those is kind of tough. I could do a cherry Pop-Tart. Cupcake pop. Like, come on, man. Splits. Like, yo, they're getting ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What's this? Chocolatey caramel Pop-Tart. Ah, my goodness. Come on, man. A bunch of nonsense, man. But y'all took away the apple cinnamon. Y'all took away the apple cinnamon Pop-Tart, man. Are y'all crazy? Who remember that? Who remember that? Who remember the OG apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts? You know what I'm saying? Not this new shit, man. Talk about the OG apple cinnamon. Fire. Fire. And I could do a plain strawberry. I like the plain strawberries better than the frosted strawberries. I mean, so Pop-Tart wise, the OG apple cinnamon, the OG apple cinnamon is the best Pop-Tart ever created, right? Then I'll go frosted brown sugar. And then, you know, like I said, I could do the cherry. I could do the cherry. Cherry's all right. And plain strawberry. That'd be it for the Pop-Tarts. But Pop-Tarts, if you're listening, see, now when I get off here, I'm going to go and at them again and tell them to bring back the damn OG Pop-Tarts, man. You know what I mean? For real. Come on. Knock it off. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to come on here and have some fun with y'all, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, it's the Retro Rip Podcast, everything retro. talk about my favorite cereals, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. You can catch me on Instagram @rick_BHR. Hit the website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Grab your shirt. You know, respect first. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about respect, man. You dig? So go grab your Ben Have Respect tee. All that information is in the description. Tell a friend to tell a friend. It don't cost no money. It's free. For you to tell somebody else about this podcast, it's free. You understand? It's free. It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. Help me spread the word about the podcast, man. Again, I'm out of here, man. Peace.